Greetings, dear ones. We're excited to join you this day. You see, from a larger aspect, humanity has now reached a new energy, and we're excited to tell you about this. Does this mean that all these challenges that you've been dealing with will suddenly go away, or that everyone will start to come together in different ways? Well, that's what we're waiting to see as well. Humanity is going through a collective grief process, which has made itself obvious as people have overshadowed their own grief with that of the collective. People are looking for things to start returning to what you would call normal energy. Now we're going to tell you that normal in these days is quite different than even a few years ago. Planet Earth is evolving, and the societies are doing their best to keep up. That's part of what is taking place, and you'll see play out for some time to come. New snow. Today we ask a question. Have you ever been somewhere that it snowed, with fresh snow covering the ground? All you could see with nothing but white, with very little evidence of people being there before you. Can you take in the beauty of the pristine scene before you? Then suddenly you turn and look in a different direction, and you see footprints where someone has been before you. Suddenly you feel a little more comfortable, knowing that you have a path that you can follow in some way. Dear ones, you're making those first imprints in the snow. You're the ones who are setting these energies so that other people can follow for many years to come. We hope you understand that many of you have come in with contracts specifically designed to connect you at the right moment in the specific energy of time-space. However, when these come along, you suddenly feel pulled. With everything now happening on your planet, it's very difficult because when anyone pulls your energy, your first reaction is to close off the door. But now more than ever before, people will start stepping forward and creating a new path and space. Will you be ridiculed for it? Yes, dear ones, we can almost guarantee it. People who don't follow the herd mentality will be singled out. But many of you came in specifically with this information. You arrived with a specific contract, sometimes just to say a few words to a person, perhaps to nudge them or even give resistance to something. Others have much larger contracts, yet all are needed now. The door to a new world is open, and it's starting to unfold in a new way. Watch for it. And when you're looking around for those footprints that preceded you, know that you're making them. You're at the beginning. You're the ones making those imprints that millions will follow. Many do not wish to move until they ascertain the best direction. Does that make a lot of difference? No, because you can always change your direction, dear ones. That's the beautiful part about humanity and the planet of free choice. You have that opportunity. You're quite multidimensional, which you're not quite aware of. And, as we've mentioned before, you have all this happening here on planet Earth. You're worried and angry about it. No matter what side you think you're on in all of these dimensions, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. Why? Because in the multiple realities, the 12 that are all around you, there are actually 11 filled by shadows of you and your energy. And when you make big decisions in one life, then those other dimensions pick up those decisions and go in a different direction. That means you miss nothing. A multidimensional vision. Is it possible to make a wrong choice? Yes, in this lifetime or dimension. And then another dimension has to pick up the other choice. When you come home, you have the essence of all of it happening. We tell you, dear ones, you're living in crazy times. You're very much aware of that. You've seen the new headlines that you've never had before. The word unprecedented is being used more than it ever has before on planet Earth. However, that's not the most active of all of your dimensions. You're in the times of mastery, perfecting certain areas. That's the reason so many challenges will come up. giving you an opportunity to master things as quickly as you can. Even if you miss it, that's not a problem, because there's another one coming fairly soon. That is the most beautiful idea, to look at every aspect of every problem you might have as an opportunity for mastery. When you master those things, it means you don't have to take them into the next level of the game, which you're starting to build right now. That's unbelievably beautiful. The evolution will happen simultaneously in all of your other dimensions, both individually and as a collective. We'll share more about that in time, but for now, we tell you that is one dimension you have a unity consciousness. This is starting to take hold on planet Earth, and it's very beautiful to watch. Over here, you have another dimension that is very polarized, and you're living this right now. None of the dimensions are perfect. It may interest you to know that in another of your collective dimensions, President Hillary Clinton just survived her second assassination attempt. What you don't see as you're creating it is that you can change your world, bringing in other aspects of your own multidimensional being. You can start returning to the perfection that you truly are. It's with the greatest of honor that we greet you in this way, dear ones. We ask you to treat each other with the greatest of respect. Nurture one another whenever possible and play well together. Aspavo, dear ones. We now step aside for the Keeper of Time. Greetings from home. I am the Keeper of Time. I join you this day as you have changed and shifted time-space on your planet in a very quick heartbeat. Now, you're stepping back into the new world, but much like an escalator that's already in motion, you have to time your steps to be able to get back into the system. Footprints in the snow were spoken of earlier. However, dear ones, those are the new energy people. The new energies set into motion on planet Earth are very difficult and quite challenging in many ways. You see, it takes experts who can hold the light in the face of adversity. And many of you are doing exactly that. You, dear ones, are the energy pioneers who are changing everything and setting a new possibility into motion. Your energy is much stronger than you might think. And we're so incredibly proud of you for your part in this. Trust that those doors will open when the time comes. You all have different purposes and different connections. Some of you know exactly where you're going and the direction of your highest intent, while others do not. Fear not, dear ones. Trust that when the time is right, opportunities will be there and the doors will start to open. Your challenge is knowing when to step forward. But is that a real problem? What if you see something and step forward, but it's not right? Oh, simply step back. It's not a real problem. The biggest challenge about this whole process would be that if the door opens and you're still afraid of stepping through it, then it closes. We're telling you that everything has shifted. You're starting to step forward into a new world. The perfect people, the perfect spirits are on the job, and they're there watching this whole process unfold to make sure that everything's in the right place at the right time. These are beings that have done this on so many levels, so many planets throughout the universe. All that is here are these who corrected everything. Even if it was laid out incorrectly, you're the ones who decided to be on the planet and to take off your wings, playing the game of pretending to be a human. Well, dear ones, you made it. Now for each of you, the question becomes, what am I supposed to do? When am I supposed to act? Where am I supposed to be? What side am I supposed to be on? All of that will come in time, dear ones. Gain your confidence in your own ability to speak in harmony with your spirit, and even your own ability to make mistakes. Everything starts to open up for you. With that, you create a whole new set of footprints in the snow, a new world, energy and light. Welcome home, dear ones. You've earned it. With that, we leave you for now. We'll come back together after another month to create magic all over again. Know that you're very magical as it is, and that we trigger that spark within you. We are with you all the time, and you can hear us if only you learn to listen and trust it. Know that you're here for a reason. So with the greatest of honor, we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity and play this game well together. You're creating magic. Thank you for taking your power. Aspavo, I am the keeper of time.